This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst. Thank you for connecting with the Early Morning Empowerment virtual community. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful Early Morning Empowerment prophetic gathering. This is day number 38 in our 40-day flow. My, how this time has worked in our favor and has been a tremendous blessing to each and every one of you. And I want you to affirm today that you prosper even as your soul prosper. And I know that your soul has prospered over the last 37 days. And today is day number 38. With that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind present to this divine moment, this sacred moment. Let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring our attention and our focus right here, right now. I cannot stress this enough. This now moment, this is your moment of power. This is your moment to come into divine alignment. This is your moment to step into a shifting that will bring a miracle for you today. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we know that we receive a miracle today because we turn our focus and our attention inward to our rich inner life of the kingdom of God within us. And we tap in to the power source that is within, and we flow out of that today. And we're so thankful and grateful for the Holy Spirit's presence being activated, moving, leading, guiding you into all truth. Truth with a capital T. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we're so thankful and grateful for another day, for another opportunity. We thank you for the prophetic being activated today, that the word is filled with power, filled with authority. And we thank you that the word produces life because it's sown on good ground. We're thanking you for the manifestation. And we can see and sense and feel that the ministering angels are sent forth and they are opening up the way. We thank you for new connections. We thank you for new opportunities. We thank you for new support systems. We thank you for new relationships. We thank you for new travel, new geographic locations. We thank you for birthing the new within us today. And we're so grateful for all things working together and fitting into a plan for good, because we love you, God, and we are called according to divine purpose. And it is so. Take one more good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, if you are just joining us, this is Elona Sanders. This is day number 38. Honestly, guys, I'm telling you, even though I might be a little tired in my body, I do not want this to end. It is just such a blessing. And because I know that there is so much that I want to be able to share and impart into your life, you guys are really blessed. I can tell as I move around and go into different venues and begin to minister and teach and train. You guys are blessed because you are already in an awakened state. There is still a large number of your brothers and sisters that's still living in a total unconscious state, and they're just going along to get along. But I'm so grateful for each and every one of you and the progress that you are making. All right, we have like today, we have 3 days for me to get through the next five or six keys. And so I'm going to have to move through here. But if you opt in to go further with us and you come into our Accelerate community, and it is a total different experience than it was in 2015, we will have time in that 6-month program to really just take our time and activate and become skilled in these things that we are laying down here. And I want that opportunity to be able to work one-on-one with you so that you are at your best self. All right. So we have our foundational pieces, and we looked at the law of the spirit of life. We looked at faith, love, authority, imagination, insight, vision, and visualization. We took a quick look at abundance and wealth. Today, I want to take a look at order and flow. Now, we talked very briefly about abundance and wealth yesterday, but the main thing that I wanted you to get to grasp is that that is who you are. You are wealth. You are abundance, and it's already within you, and you're rich in a life of the kingdom of God that is within. And when you stand on your foundational pieces of understanding that you're living life from the inside out and not from the outside in, and that in your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within you is all of these supernatural keys to power. It's there. That is why Jesus the Christ said, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And when I went out to do a training yesterday, an empowerment word study, I talked to them about being able to embrace this original identity. I'm telling you that this is the major key and the major shifting I want you to make this year, is to really embrace your original identity. When God created you in his image and his likeness, and he blew the breath of life into you, he blew the essence of himself into you. And as long as you're breathing, spirit and breath are the same, and you're going to come to understand that significance. One of the major things that I wanted you to really grab a hold to is for you to stop believing that you are separated from God, but you are one. Jesus the Christ said, Father, make them one with you as we are one. So that we'll be able to say, just as Jesus the Christ said, when you see me, you see the Father. Why? Because you are embracing your divine nature. You are acknowledging your divinity. You are acknowledging that you are a super being operating and flowing with this supernatural ability in this earth realm. And these are your tools and your spiritual success toolkit that's going to allow you to uniquely do what you've been called to do. That's what it's all about, beloved. It is about you being very clear about your purpose and understanding your original identity or your true identity, that you are just like God. And so we're so thankful and so grateful. And again, all of these recordings, they're in the Empowerment Inner Circle. And you can get that by going to IlonaSanders.com/EC for Empowerment Circle. IlonaSanders.com/EC for Empowerment Circle. Now, for that investment that you are getting, I'm telling you, there is so much more that you are going to gain by making that step. So all the recordings are there from this year all the way back to 2014. All right, so listen, beloved. So we've covered 6 or 7. So today, we're going to look at this supernatural key of order and flow. And the word in Psalm 119, verse 133, the psalmist records, "Order my steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." Now, for our purposes in this early morning empowerment community, I've shared with you that when we talk about sin, that Hebrew word het, we're talking about a misstep, Sin is something not to be punished, but an error to be corrected. We're looking at sin and iniquity and darkness as a path that you don't want to be on. It's a path that leads to nowhere. So when we talk about iniquity, when we talk about sin, we don't want to talk about what I used to call the big five, because in our community, we would focus on the big five: lying, cheating, fornication, adultery, smoking, drinking, you know, those kind of things like that. But the biggest sin, the biggest misstep that you are committing is not to embrace your divine purpose and acknowledge your original identity. That's the biggest misstep in your life, beloved. Nothing will work according to what you know you are here to do, or what you know God has called you to do, if you still are not operating in your purpose. If you are not moving in purpose, on purpose, with focused intention, and we're going to talk about that a little later, then you are in sin. You are in a misstep, because still, God is still not getting the glory through your life. And that is what you are. You are an individualized expression of God in this earth realm. And if you don't yet know your purpose, and you don't yet know who you are, and you still, you know, running around trying to figure it out, just know that there is another path that you want to get into. So we're flowing out of the law of the spirit of life, and we want to talk about order and flow. So when the writer in Psalm 119 says, "Order my steps in your word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me," this is where I want your mind to be elevated to. Order my steps in your word is already, the word has already been given, it's already been ordered, it's already been encoded in your spirit. And all you have to do now is learn how to tap in and hear the voice of the spirit within, that song that your heart wants to sing to the world. You see, that's what your gifts, your talents, your ability, your purpose is all about. It's about that song, all of that that you really desire on a deep level, to help people, to encourage people, to be a resource for people, to strengthen people, build people, make life better for others. That's the song your heart wants to sing to the world. And it's singing, but fear is immobilizing you. Insecurity is stopping you. Inadequacy is sabotaging you. But it is a new day. So I want to make this clear. When we say order my steps in your word, you're not waiting for something to be dreamt up and to come from another realm and suddenly hit you and you got it. It's already there. It's already been given. It's already been spoken. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Your job is to make sure that you're not in a misstep, that you're not being and operating as someone your heart, the Holy Spirit within you, really is not here to manifest. So I want to talk about this divine supernatural key of order and the key of flow. Because there is a natural order to everything in the universe. There is a natural order. And so when we look at the word order, we want to look at it both ways. Number one, we want to look as an order, as a command that is given. and to every command that is given. Now, I want you to come up into the spirit, because we're in the spirit realm. We're in this divine realm that is the kingdom of God within. And we're looking at the mysteries of the kingdom. All these things are the mysteries in the kingdom. So this is not milk. It's not meat. We are into the mysteries of the kingdom and understanding it in a way that we can operate in it. So for every order or every command that is given, there is a divine order or a divine flow that's attached to it. So we want to look at the word order and both its meaning and the connotations to it. So when we talk about order as a command given, there was a command given to the sun to shine, to rise and to set consistently. And that order operates according to a divine rhythm, divine pattern, and divine flow. The earth is spinning on its axis by nothing in space, because a command was given. There was a command that was given to the ocean that you would flow so far to the shoreline and then you would have to recede. There was an order or a command given to your life, to your body, to your mind, your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, your superconscious mind. The order has already been given. Who you are sent in this earth realm to be, that order has already been given. The command is already encoded in your DNA structure, in your subconscious realm. The order is already there. Now, there has to be a flow to that order. So now when we look at the connotative meanings of the word order, the dictionary says it's a disposition. It's the disposition of things following one after another, as in space and time. Succession of sequence, right? Then the next connotative meaning, it says it's a condition in which each thing is properly disposed with reference to other things and to its purpose. It's methodical or harmonious. It's an arrangement or an array of things in a harmonious and methodical way. There is a divine order and a divine flow. There is a proper, satisfactory working condition of how we're going to operate and come into divine flow. So for your purposes today, if you're writing, you must write this down, that to every command that is given, to every order that is given, there is a divine flow to it. Everything in this universe has a divine flow to it, and you want to come into divine flow. So what does that look like when you are in divine flow, when you put your life into order and into flow? You see, beloved, with all of these supernatural keys that we are talking about, you may have been operating in them, but on the reverse side, on the dark side, as I call it. In other words, you have tapped into abundance, but because order and flow is not activated, that abundance turns into clutter. And you have a whole lot of meaningless things around you in your environment that's not serving a real purpose. See, we have a lot of cleaning up to do. And when we get to our keys tomorrow of intention and concentration and focus, and then go on to invocation, affirmation, commands, when we start looking at all these other keys and put them together, you will start releasing, automatically releasing the things that are in your life that is not supporting who you are or what you are called to do. Things that's a lot of clutter, people even, that's a lot of clutter, but it's not serving any real purpose. There is no satisfactory working condition or proper order or an array, a harmonious array to the pieces that's in your life. It's like you have all these pieces, but it's not in a harmonious array. There's no real method to the madness, so to speak, right? So when we talk about coming into this divine order and this divine flow, you don't want to be on the dark side operating with these keys where you're ending up in confusion and depression and isolation and all these things that's contrary to the law of the spirit of life. You have to go back and get that if you don't know what we're talking about. Watch this now. So we want to come into divine flow. Everything has a flow and an ebb to it. And I guess that where we get confused sometimes is that when we're in an ebb, but when there is a rest period, like when you think about the waves in the ocean, how they come to shore and then they recede back and then they come to shore again. So that's a natural rhythm and a natural order of things. Every species have a natural flow, a natural order, and a rhythm. And you, beloved, must learn to tap into yours. Because you are a spirit being, and because God put his essence in you, all these keys that we are talking about, these are the attributes of God. This is your supernatural power. It is your birthright to activate these keys and to operate in them. So now, when we talk about everything having a divine flow to it, you will know if you are not in divine flow when you're in confusion, agitation, frustration, depression, sadness, loneliness, despair, guilt, shame, insecurity, inadequacy, rejection syndrome. When you're operating and flowing with those kind of energies operating in your life, you're not in divine flow. When you are in divine flow, people, circumstance, conditions, everything comes into the divine order and the divine array of what's been commanded over your life. So everything you do now from this point forward, when you tap in, and I can hear somebody saying, Dr. E, there's so much chaos and confusion in my life, and I'm just so perplexed. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get started. You have to flow with us. You got to come on and go the rest of this year and get into the Accelerate program, our six-month group coaching program, where we can work one-on-one together to sort out all that confusion. You must make that kind of investment in your life. So when you tap in and turn on those other keys that we talked about, because we're building something in succession, everything that you do, you have to do it with ease, poise, and confidence. But you cannot get to that if you're in confusion and then if you're constantly doubting yourself and you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe that what you have is of value. You've got to know you. With all that you have and with all that's going on, and one of the things I try to give you guys and to empower you with is to not major on your faults. See, that was us yesterday. We was always in warfare. We was always struggling, always fighting. It was always a demon, a devil, a witch, a warlock, something in our way, something cutting us off. You don't want your focus there in this season. Trust me when I tell you, you're going to be so much better off if you take your focus off of all that craziness. But you know what? Some people are even afraid. Listen, and this is really crazy. Some people are afraid to take their attention off of all the craziness. Like if you don't stop paying attention to people, how they're looking, what they saying, what they doing, what the witch is doing, all that stuff, you're afraid that something's going to get over on you. No, beloved, you are giving your power over to that by constantly thinking about that, focusing on that. We don't want to be there. You don't even want your attention on your shortcomings, your weaknesses, your faults, your failure, because the more you focus on that, you are perpetuating that. You are holding that in your life. That's why you can't break free and stay free. That's why deliverance don't last. This is how we ended up in a community like this. Because the Holy Spirit said to me, my people are in trouble. They can get a breakthrough, but they can't keep it. They get delivered, but they can't keep the deliverance. And we're on this path and this journey so that you know how to walk and live according to the laws of the spirit of life that is in your Christ consciousness. So when we talk about order and flow, when you tap into your divine purpose and you're clear about your purpose, and now you're embracing your original identity as a spirit being, as a super being in this earth realm, with all this power of God in you, everything you do, beloved, you have to do it with ease, with poise, and with confidence. That's the flow. That's the flow. When you see birds flying and flapping their wings and flowing, they're doing what is natural to their order. And you have to do what's natural to your order. That's being who you are at the core. Right now, who you are with your weakness, with your inadequacies, your insufficiencies, whatever you want to call them, you still are enough. You just simply turn your focus and attention inward to the Holy Spirit's presence, to your super consciousness, whatever you want to call it. And you simply say, I am enough. Show me how to work what I need to do, even with all of my quote unquote shortcomings. Yes, you are still enough. You are still enough to get the job done. You cannot wait and try to be perfect and wait for conditions to be perfect. So you got to flow with ease and poise and confidence. You have to master a more relaxed feeling. I'm telling you guys, that's where the real power is. That is why I have you breathing every time we come together first. That exhale, that space of release of anxiety and stress is where the real creative power is. You have to master this more relaxed feeling. In 2016, we spent a whole year learning how to tap into divine rest. All of those recordings are in the Empowerment Circle, 2016. Learning how to tap into this divine rest. There is no stress or strain in your new dimension of supernatural being. In this dimension that you're in now, and you are tapping into your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within you, and you recognize your original identity as a supernatural being, there's no stress and strain. There's no anxiousness. There is no depression here. But there is peace and there is joy. So listen, a relaxed frame of mind keeps the power flowing smoothly. And that's where you want to get to. You want to get to where the power is flowing smoothly. Through your success vibration. Because listen, when you are frustrated, when you are restricted, when you're uptight, and you have that anxiousness and anxiety, that kind of feeling will restrict the flow of power. It will restrict things flowing out of your life. It's just like if you put pressure on the water hose. The more pressure you put on the hose, it shuts down the flow of water. The same thing is relevant when it comes to you flowing out of your rich life. That's why I always say, we're going to flow out of that. Let's tap in and flow out of that. It's easy. It's not stress. It's not a struggle. You got to come out of your headspace. Your headspace will keep you confused. It will keep you just stressed. It'll keep you wondering, doubting, waffling back and forward. But we want to come into divine order. And we want to flow with this natural progression of the order of things for your life. We want to be able to flow with that. And we don't want to restrict this power. But we want to learn how to operate with it every single day. It is your birthright. Take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we sit in this word today. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you will bring back to remembrance everything that resonates in each and every person's heart, that they will begin to chew on this word, meditate on it, own it, activate it, and get the results of it. And it is so. All right, beloved, our time is up for today. Go to the website, ilonasanders.com/EC for the Empowerment Circle. And I will see you right back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Go post something on social media, retweet something. Let somebody know that we're here, and I will greet you tomorrow. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.